Okay, well, caregivers, I'm telling you, every time I talk to somebody who's doing caregiving, it's an exhausting thing, but it's done with love. And I understand that you are with Touching Hearts at Home, Lauren. Tell us a little bit about why there is a caregiver crisis and how are we solving it? Didn't expect that question.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So the biggest reason why we're going to have a caregiver crisis, or we're having a caregiver crisis, I brought in some stats just so that I could, you know, say these correctly. All right, so the average lifespan in 1900 was 47.
That was the average lifespan?
That's it. 47, think about it, you know. In the 70s, there were 20 million Americans over the age of 65.
20 million over 65. Okay, that was retirement age.
Right, right. Today, there's 55 million Americans over the age of 65. And that number is growing exponentially because the baby boomers, which is, you know, people born between 46 and 65, that number is growing. And the population of people under 18 is decreasing.
Yeah.
So we have more seniors and fewer young people. So, like everything
else. And
they're
living longer. The elderly are living longer.
Absolutely.
Due to our wonderful health systems.
Wonderful health systems, which are keeping people alive longer. So we're seeing more and more people that are struggling, as guests we have here today. People we talk to every day are struggling trying to figure out how to help their families stay home in the homes of their choice for as long as possible.
And really, it's the healthier place to be sometimes. The problem, I think, with staying in your home, if you're an active person, there's no problem. If you're isolated, that's the problem.
Correct. And we're seeing greater challenges in rural communities. You know, I took care of my mom and dad in a little town in the Adirondacks where there were no services. But we reached out to other people and said, you know, caregiving is, there's wonderful organizations and companies and businesses called LHCSAs that are licensed home agencies, and they do the medical component of things. We find statistically that there's a large number, 4 out of 5 doctors will tell you that the everyday care is as important to your health as the medical care. So having somebody help out with the cooking, cleaning, shopping, run appointments to doctors. So as people age, you know, the whole driving situation is a challenge. So seniors are living longer, but still their reaction time is slower. The cars are faster, more technology, people going faster on the roads, road rage we talk about all the time. So if you have an 85-year-old, sometimes their reaction time might not be as fast as it should be. Mm-hmm. So the family says, you know what, Dad, you shouldn't be driving anymore. Well, that eliminates your ability to get to doctor's appointments, to go to the grocery store, to volunteer.
Increases dependency.
Right. So if we can find people to help with driving, to help with cooking and cleaning, to go to a doctor appointment with somebody else, stand in family, that's what we need in the caregiver issues.
Exactly. Now, it is a crisis coming up. Now, I know that there's a number of organizations, but let's talk about the one that you represent, basically, because that's the one you know the most about. What kind of services would you expect from an agency such as yours to offer?
Well, companionship is exactly that. It's like hiring a family member. A good companion should be able to cook, clean, drive, run errands, help you pay bills. If you have a pet and your pet is important to you, half the reason why there's a lot of people still living
is because of the pets.
Right. They want to keep their cat. They love their dog. But you can't bend down. My mother used to say, as you get older, the distance from your hands to your feet grow exponentially. So, you know, it's harder and harder to get down on the floor and clean that cat litter box. If you have somebody come in and help you with that.
So does someone then come in, say, from 2 to 4? I mean, I'm just making this up. 2 to 4, because I have no clue. 2 to 4, and then they just help you with whatever you need to be helped with? Or do they go in with a specific task? I'm going to fix 3 meals for them for the next 3 nights or something.
It should be a collaborative effort. So, you know, if the family says, okay, Mom, in order for you to stay home, we do want to make sure that you're not eating TV dinners every night. You know, so let's have somebody come in who's a good cook. And the family decides, or the individual decides. You live by yourself, your kids are all in California, you say, you know what, I need somebody to get me to the doctor's appointments and help me get to the grocery store. And I don't want to take the Star bus. Nothing wrong with the Star bus, but with somebody that can go in with you and walk with you while you're in the grocery store and be there for you.
Yeah, because the Star bus doesn't do that. They just drop you off.
Right.
Which is okay.
There's nothing wrong with it. But for some people, you need a little a little more personal touch.
Yeah, and I've been in doctor's offices where somebody is with that person.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, it's good to have a second set. I mean, doctors talk, doctor talk. So another set of eyes and ears makes all the difference in the world. So somebody they could call back to the daughter and say, you know, the daughter lives in Ohio. You say, hey, you know what? I was at your mom's today. We did change her sheets. I know she took her pills. We did her PT exercises that she's supposed to do. We went to the grocery store and we did get those non-cooked lasagna noodles that she really likes.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so they just, it's really kind of concierge. You just
absolutely
do what you
pick
need
what you
for
want.
That one person.
Pick what you want. So the crisis is that we're going to have more seniors than we have people to take care of them. And I think
what's happening in Japan and China.
I just had a meeting recently with a gerontology professor from SUNY Albany, who's a Japanese national, and she told me the story about an elderly couple living in their house. He had Alzheimer's, and he wandered out of his property and got hit by a train and killed. The train company then sued the wife and said, you have responsibility for this guy. And this professor was saying to me, you know, this just brings up a whole issue. You know, if we are a cultured society and we're supposed to be taking care of our elders, at what level is that taking place? Do we treat dad like the family pet, you know, because he wandered away from the house and now the
Put
wife,
a leash on him.
Right, and get sued. So we've got to make some changes as we go forward. We've got to start reaching out to seniors in rural areas and coming up with game plans so we can find help for them. But I think there's an untapped market with care. We're seeing people live longer, and the 60, 70, and 80-year-olds who, you know, your staff, you've got some very mature people here that are engaged in volunteering and helping. That's the group that we need to reach out to.
Yeah.
People who say, I still want to be engaged in my community. I want to volunteer. I want to make a difference. These are fabulous caregivers. Caregiving, you know, like I say, it's not the license
it's
part.
It's for both.
Right. So the person who's the companion, what you need is compassion. You need somebody who loves their neighbors and wants to have that relationship.
Exactly.
We have caregivers that say every day, I get more than I give.
As I was going to say.
You know, that you meet people and you have that relationship.
And you learn about people and you learn about their background. I mean, there's so much to share. I think it's great what you're doing. And you're with Touching Hearts at Home, and they have a website, and we put that up as well. So
can I throw out my last
sure,
quote? This is one somebody just told me the other day. In 15 years, the number of people 65 and older will outnumber the number of people 18 and younger in our country. So we're looking at a historical demographic shift, which will affect not only just those of us working in elder care, but the whole fabric of the community. So we all have to start stepping up to the plate
and saying,
how can I help and what can I
and
do to
course,
make a difference?
Yeah, it's a tough thing because the people that are maybe younger have to work. So they don't have that ability and the you know
right,
so
right.
you got what do they call it, the sandwich generation
that
is doing kids and oh yeah.
So we're finding good caregivers, we're looking for new caregivers.
So you're looking and so they can go to your website and sign up for as a volunteer or
no, it's a paid
program. It's paid.
That's right.
There you
right.
go. You need a job? Here's a job for you.
Good.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
It's always good to see you here.
Thank you.